1967 marked the summer of love. For Lou Spry, that summer meant a labor of love when working his first College World Series. He began as the media coordinator. Walter Byers, the former NCAA boss who died earlier this month, convinced Spry to succeed Gene Duffy, who handled publicity and just about everything else in athletics at Creighton. Hired on by the NCAA less than a year earlier, Spry was still wet behind the ears.
Duffy passed away, and the job fell to me, which I was scared to death about to start with, but Walter said I was the guy he wanted to do it.
Spry observed what he felt was already a well-oiled operation. He attributed it to the efforts of Jack Teasing Sr., who formed College World Series, Inc. around that time.
Jack was not a baseball fan. He'd never been to a College World Series game when he took the job, even though we'd been in town since 1950. But he was a businessman.
Jack Teasing Jr., the current president of College World Series, Inc., confirmed Spry's perception.
Among all things about Lou, he was a very astute person, because that's an accurate statement. When my dad was asked to take over the local organizing committee to host the College World Series here in Omaha in 1963, the first words out of his mouth is, "I don't want to do it. I don't know anything about baseball."
But Teasing Jr. added that his father morphed into loving college baseball, which enhanced the partnership between Omaha and the NCAA. Omaha was almost like home to Spry, the son of a Nebraska sharecropper. In 1971, Spry became the event director of the College World Series and held that post for 8 years. Dennis Pope, who later became the NCAA administrator before retiring 2 years ago, says Spry's management style rubbed off on him.
He kind of set the trend for understanding what the College World Series is all about. It's not your average event. You've got to understand the community. You have to understand what it means to the townspeople.
Most important, Spry stressed listening instead of dictating procedures, according to Pope.
You're going to come in and develop relationships, and you'll work it out. And so it was a little more folksy approach to it, and that fit my background. And So he set the stage for me, I guess.
After Pope took over, he wanted Spry to stay aboard as the official scorer for as long as he wanted. Spry traveled to Omaha every year until 2013.
Base hit, E2 on the throw.
That's the press box voice of Seamus McKnight, who took over 2 years ago as the official scorer at the College World Series. Though physically unable to attend the last 2 years, Spry's feelings toward the College World Series never changed from how he felt in 1967.
I just thought I'd died and gone to heaven. I was working at the College World Series, and I didn't think things got any better than that.
After his death, Lou Spry's ashes were spread at the site where Rosenblatt Stadium once stood, and around home plate and the pitcher's mound at TD Ameritrade Park. For Omaha Public Radio, I'm Greg Eklund.